potluck dinner. 10. Built an oven on the sidewalk, share turns to bake bread for the whole block. 11. Add a grill on the side of the oven, start grilling the food for the tables outside.
latitude longitude. You are listening to WGXC
90.7 FM,
Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
WGXC. Transmission art on air.
The airwaves as art.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
Back in LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Waldholtz of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that there is another proposal for a commercial solar farm in Greene County, this one in the town of Greenville, this time on the freehold flats. Stellar Solar, LLC of Denver, Colorado, under the name of East Durham Solar, LLC, on May 25th, asked for a special use permit and site plan approval application to the Town of Greenville Planning Board for a solar farm at 9139 State Route 32. The company wants to generate 493.8 kilowatts on about 6 acres of a 40-acre parcel on the west side of State Route 32 along the Catskill Creek. The application states, and I quote, "The PV panels proposed for this project are single-axis tracking. Panels containing cadmium telluride will not be used for this project. The racking system, generally composed of aluminum, will be pile-driven into the ground surface. The solar panels will be directly interconnected to provide energy to the local electric distribution grid via an overhead electrical service. Prior to utility interconnection, direct current, DC, electrical power generated by the solar panels will be transformed to AC power and modified as necessary to connect to the local electrical supply. The project will also include an equipment pad, a gravel access road, a vegetative soil cover, and it will be surrounded by an 8-foot agricultural security fence with wood posts, end quote. The Greenville Planning Board meets the first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times-Union that after 38 years in New Lebanon, the theater barn has suspended the current season as audiences aren't attending shows in the same numbers as before the pandemic, according to Alan Phelps, whose parents founded the company. Phelps said, and I quote, "It's not so much a money issue as it is people just not coming out," end quote. In 2019, the theater barn had 110 subscribers, but this year just 36. The theater barn at 654 Route 20 opened this season with the David Mamet play Boston Marriage and is showing Fiddler's Three by Agatha Christie through July. Four other shows scheduled for this summer are now on hold. Phelps predicted the theater barn will be back, end quote. He added, and I quote, "This isn't just about the theater barn. Smaller theaters all over are having the same problem. Sometimes 10 to 12 people in the audience when it used to be full," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times-Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the town of Catskill is getting a $10.2 million in long-term interest-free financing to improve its water quality. The money from the State Environmental Facilities Corporation will go to plan, design, and construct a wastewater collection and conveyance system for the newly formed Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District. Plus, it will also pay for installing mechanical screening at the village-owned wastewater treatment plant. A $3.15 million grant was previously authorized for the project. Residents in Catskill often report brown water, and water main breaks have also plagued the town. It is unclear whether this loan and grant will address those problems. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, there will be patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 89 degrees and a calm wind. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and hot with a temperature high near 92 degrees. And there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday night, mainly after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 66 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWine. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
Number
10.
10.
10.
10. 10. 10. 10.
2nd, 2017. That's your discharge date etched in your soul. It's been nearly 2 years now, gone by so fast. Like the fast food restaurants they built while you were away. Pull into the drive-thru, speak into a box, discard the paper wrappers when you're through. Can't comprehend the choices you've made. So you don't tell them a thing. Whoa, whoa, I'm proud for you. I'm proud. Some blame the action on the government. It's all orders for these lily-white comrades. They hang up their guns on a nail of rose water. Participate in their grandson's parade. But you know you had more choices than they let on. A soldier is not a cock, but a man like any other. These thoughts you revisit every time you turn on a movie and see a depiction that is far from your experience. Oh, 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 unproud warrior, unproud. You were only 17 when you enlisted. You remember. Essie Hinton wrote The Outsiders when she was just 15. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein when she was just 19. And at 23, Stephen Crane published The Red Badge of Courage, which is still known as one of the most realistic depictions of war. Even though Crane was born after the Civil War ended, maybe sentiments of regret are not all that unrelatable. So you've always taken length to be aware of your own choice. Whoa, whoa, unproud warrior, unproud.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Here is 2022 new music from Ghost Power from their named after themselves album. This is called Panic in the Isles of Splendor.
Thank you.
number 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
was 2022 music from Hudson artist M. Geddes Gengras. The song was called Hiding Smoke from his 2022 album It Fades.
Number 8.
Water dripping from the pipes down in the basement. Bare feet on a concrete floor. Notches on the wall of my solitary cell. Sweat dripping out of every pore. It feels like it takes forever. It's maybe 5 minutes on screen. But the horns will swell and the strings will sound when that flipped quarter hits the ground. I'm doing this for revenge.
Number 6.
Next from Tampa, hip-hop group They Hate Change. This is the song Perm from their 2022 album Finally New.
Oh, I kinda like what I see, but you gotta sex with this body. Oh, I kinda like what I see, but you gotta sex with this body.
number
five,
five, five, five, five,
five.
Thank you.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
Number 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3
Local music from Troy there, from Jason Wolfman Martin. That was the song Space Vixen Sex Lasers from his 2022 EP Test Signal.
Number
two. Thank you.
number
one.
Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch.
Thank you.
Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success. Here's 2022 new music from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos. The album is called Regards Oklani Della Bogoslaw Schaefer, and this song is Few Far Chaos Bugles from Matmos on WGXC.